Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are...
Hello, everybody. God bless you today. This is Susan Puzio, and I want to welcome you to the Prophetic News radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And this is a live call-in show today, so if you have any questions, health questions and nutrition, today our topic is, can going to the doctor make you sick? Can going to the doctor be dangerous? I have my own personal story. Anyway, we're going to talk about it. And then I have had many, many testimonies from friends that have visited doctors and have experienced some of what I did in my journey. But, of course, look, I'm not a doctor. I don't give medical advice. I can only tell you what I know and share a little bit of my knowledge for you on how you can be your own doctor and avoid unnecessary surgeries, drugs, side effects, and all that. So, of course, we know that as Christians, we know that Jesus Christ is the only healer. No doctor can heal you. They can help you a little bit sometimes. Sometimes they make you worse. But Jesus Christ is the only healer. And I'm a big advocate of the Word of God being your healer, taking in the Word of God, listening to it. Now, if I had some kind of a major catastrophic disease, I'd sure be playing my Bible about 24 hours a day, and I would be taking in the Word of God, because God's Word is medicine to your flesh. And that's what I would do. And also, if I had some kind of a catastrophic disease, I would be watching my diet. I would be juicing. I'd get out my juicer, and that's how I found my way back to health after going through quite a few years of side effects from antibiotics. Now, did you know that antibiotics can be a dangerous drug? Yes, it is a very dangerous drug, and they are widely prescribed. They are fed to animals, and then people eat animals. And there's quite a few topics that I'm going to cover today. And you might want to play back this program and send it to your friends. But like I said, I am not a doctor. I don't give medical advice. So you... if you have a computer, I find that the computer is wonderful. It's like having a medical library in your own home, and most doctors don't like you to know anything about how to treat yourself or how to help yourself, because after all, it is a business. Doctors, pharmacies, drugs, all that, surgeries, it is a business. So they don't want you to put them out of business. And I find that even with my family members, some of my family members that are addicted to going to the doctor, I think they go once a week, twice a week. One of them goes three times a week. They have all kinds of doctors. And they've been going for 20 years, 30 years, and they never get any better. Did you ever notice that? They never get better. they just always get worse, and then they go from one surgery to another surgery. I don't know how many drugs they're on, and they have this side effect and that side effect, and then they have this ailment and that ailment, and it's a continual cycle. And I think to myself, wow, why are you stuck on stupid? Why don't you realize that if you're going to the doctor and you're not getting any better, well, then maybe you better find a doctor that can help you. but I actually had a family member, or have a family member that has had two back surgeries. They're about, I would say about 70 pounds overweight at least. He carries around quadruplets in his stomach, and he's been pregnant like that for about 15 years. So most of his health issues, his heart problems, his back problems, his knee problems, his now diabetes problems could have been solved by simply going on a diet and losing weight. But no, the doctor has him on I don't know how many prescriptions and now has him injecting himself with insulin and two back surgeries, and the next thing is going to be open heart surgery probably and knee surgery. And so all I can do is pray for this family member, because actually I told him about a doctor here in Florida that has found what he says is a cure for type 2 diabetes for the most part, because really type 2 diabetes in adult onset is usually, not all the time, but usually it's caused by the way you eat. And so this doctor anyway developed some kind of a cure for type 2 diabetes. So I told this relative of mine about this doctor. And actually, he had taken another family member of mine to see this doctor, but he would not even go into the office. He didn't want this doctor to help him. He liked his doctors giving him all the drugs and the prescription insulin. And so I am amazed at how brainwashed people have become to going to the doctor and not taking responsibility for your own health. With the age of the internet, there isn't any reason for anybody to be ignorant of their symptoms. You see, when you go to a regular doctor, they treat a symptom. They don't treat the cause. For instance, if you go in and you say, well, oh, I have, they say you have clogged arteries. So do they put you on a diet and tell you to eat oat bran? Oat bran itself is a natural cleanser of arteries. It will bring down your cholesterol. No, they put you on a statin drug for 50 years. And then after the statin drug destroys your liver and your kidneys and takes all the CoQ10 out of your body, then you need open heart surgery. So there's so many natural things you can do, especially for high blood pressure. If you notice, you must be a person who diligently reads food labels, number one. Read your food label. See what's in there. You'd be surprised at how much salt. And I'm not an advocate of not eating salt. I am of course against using salt. And if you read your label, you'll see that this is true. That salt has aluminum in it. Well, why would I want to eat salt with aluminum, since aluminum will clog your arteries? It will clog up your arteries that go to your brain. And I think that is probably one of the causes of dementia, is aluminum, cooking in aluminum, even using Teflon. Teflon is very dangerous. Did you know that Teflon fumes in a kitchen can kill a bird? if you have a pet bird. It's probably not good for your dog or your cat either. Certainly not good for human beings to use, but we use in our house, we use mineral salt, and I don't personally think there's anything wrong with salt as long as you don't use Morton salt or one of those salts with aluminum. But what doctor tells you that? That salt has aluminum in it and it's not good for you. Most doctors do not tell you that because they don't study nutrition. They know absolutely nothing about nutrition. They go to medical school and they're brainwashed into getting people into their office, putting you on a prescription drug, and then getting you a surgery, doing exploratory surgery, doing x-rays, CAT scans, and so many things. And now, I experienced this. I mean, I didn't go that whole route, but a few years ago, probably 12 years ago, I had taken some antibiotics, and I never really took that many antibiotics. I didn't spend that much time in doctor's offices because, you know, thank God I enjoyed good health. But one doctor had given me some a broad spectrum antibiotic, and I never took one, so I knew nothing about it, and I didn't do my homework. But anyway, antibiotics do destroy the flora in your intestines, so you can have such side effects as digestive problems. You can get fibromyalgia. You can get chronic fatigue syndrome. You can get colitis, diverticulitis. You can get all kinds of itises and heartburn and you name it. I mean, I had all kinds of things as a side effect from antibiotic therapy. Now, you know, sometimes you need an antibiotic, but you don't need an antibiotic for cold. There's a lot of things you don't need antibiotics for, but if you go to the doctor, they probably, with a cold or some kind of infection, they probably will put you on one. And if you don't take a probiotic to go with the anti, you will destroy the bacteria, all the good bacteria as well as the bad, because the antibiotic does not discriminate. It destroys everything. Now, you can go online and you can study about candida. It's a yeast infection that happens in your intestines, and it happens to males and females, and that's the infection that you will get most likely when you take about 7 or 14 days worth of antibiotics. So if you start noticing that you're having digestive problems and you have all these ailments that they can't find a cure for, or they don't know why you're having these ailments after they put you on these drugs, and so then they're ready to do surgery and biopsies and all kinds of things. But I have this natural antibiotic that I like to use, and I'm telling you, this stuff works so good. It's by a company called Nutrabiotics, and it's grapefruit seed extract. It's taken from grapefruit seeds, and it also contains echinacea and wormwood. And someone that I know had an abscess tooth, and they had an abscess like it was about the size of a golf ball, and within 2 days or 3 days, it was totally gone, and no pain. It was gone without going to the dentist just by taking this natural antibiotic. So even if I start feeling like I'm getting a cold or whatever, I immediately take a few of these and I dose up on my vitamin C. I like to take probably 2,000 or 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C, and I like a company, Blue Bonnet. I like their vitamin C, and it's supposedly made from a non-GMO corn. Most of the vitamins that you buy in the health food store, and I don't know why they do it, because you're going to a health food store, so you think you're getting healthy food, but not necessarily. You can go to the health food store, and most health food stores sell vitamins that have been made with genetically modified organisms, which they're not healthy. So I have only found, and I called almost every vitamin company, and I have found that there's only two that I know of. Mega Foods vitamins and Blue Bonnet are the only two that I know of that don't use genetically engineered byproducts in their supplements. So those are the only two I know of. I wouldn't take any other vitamins. Also, we use a drink, a mineral supplement, and it's a liquid minerals, and we like that a lot. I have mentioned it before that my father is 88 and my mother's 86, and they do not take one drug. They're not on any pills, any drugs. I make sure to eat an organic, everything's organic. We eat grass-fed beef. There's a place in Georgia, you can actually order it over the internet. And there's another place in New York, Wise Pastures, it's kosher. And I think White Oak Pastures is the name of the place in Georgia, grass-fed beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, and it's 100% grass-fed. So that's the way you're supposed to eat your meat. You're not supposed to eat meat that they use pink slime. Have you heard about that recently, where they actually were washing the chopped meat with bleach and ammonia and then adding the slime to it, and then they were putting it in the supermarket as hamburger meat? Wow, I wondered years ago why my hamburger smelled like bleach, you know? You cannot trust the devil, I'm telling you. The devil is nuts. So we eat 100% organic. We don't take any drugs. We're not overweight. My father was a little bit overweight at one time. My mother definitely was overweight, about probably 30 pounds. I haven't been overweight now probably for 30 years. Just from watching my diet, maybe the most I was ever overweight was 30 pounds too. But anyway, we don't have any problems with our weight. We just because we watch what we eat. And so you have to be disciplined. Look, there's no miracle cure for being overweight. It's just a matter of not putting the fork to your mouth. There's even something in Proverbs where it says, if a man's given to appetite, I can't remember the exact scripture, but I can go and look for it. But for the most part, we are our own worst enemy when it comes to taking care of our health. We don't want to be disciplined. You know, the Bible talks about in is it Galatians, the works of the flesh, and one of the works of the flesh is lust. Well, it could also mean lusting after food. And then we have one of the fruit of the Spirit is temperance, and so we have to be temperate in all things, including our appetites. So God has given us, and the Bible talks about that God has given us the leaves of the trees, and God gave us herbs and things for healing. And the pharmaceutical companies don't like to tell you. A lot of the pharmaceuticals are made from herbal extracts. Some of them are just, you know, 100% lab-made drugs, but some of them are made from herbal extracts. And so they know about this. Remember, years ago, Granny would give you an herbal extract, and they had all kinds of natural remedies. Actually, you could buy these things in pharmacies. And but today, prescription drugs and surgeries and all that, it's a big business. So, but we're supposed to be wiser than all that, and we have the mind of Christ as Christians. So anyway, I'm going to give you the live call-in number. It's 914-338-1638 if you'd like to call in a question. And also the chat room is open, so you can give me your comments. But I want to give you a few testing companies that I like. And, you know, even if you go to a doctor, most doctors never test you for bacterial infections. They never test you for parasites. They don't test you for candida. And it's the way you spell that is C-A-N-D-I-D-A. And that is really a widespread disease, which most doctors will never diagnose. They never test for it. And that comes from after you take a course of antibiotics, I guarantee you, you probably will have candida unless you took a probiotic and you took it in a heavy dose. And so if you find a physician that practices natural medicine or alternative medicine, you can ask for these tests to be done. So if you've gone from doctor to doctor and you're on steroids and you're on this pill and that pill, and they can't find out what's wrong with you, I would try some of these labs and try some of these tests. They can tell you a lot about what's going on that a regular doctor won't tell you. Now, one of the testing companies that I like and it's called the Great Plains Laboratory. And they have a great test called the Organic Acids Test, and it's a urine test, and they can tell you if you've got parasites or you've got a bacterial infection. They can tell you a lot of things that most labs will not tell you, and that's called the Great Plains Laboratory. Also, a lab called Immuno Labs, and they have a candida assay test. It's a great test to find out if you do have. If you've ever taken a course of antibiotics, you probably did develop a yeast infection in your intestines, and you wouldn't know it unless you start getting some kind of side effects. And this is men and women, so it's not only for women. But the lab is ImmunoLab, and you can get these websites. Let me see if I can pull it up for you, because I did put this. The ImmunoLabs, it's www.immunolabs.com, and you can go there. And they've got a little form about candida. They also have a great allergy test that they can do to find out about food allergies. And this lab will really help you. Also, another laboratory that is good, because you need to find out why. Why do you have heartburn? why do you have diverticulitis? Why do you have fibromyalgia? Why do you have chronic fatigue syndrome? Why do you have diabetes? Why do you have high blood pressure? Why do you have clogged arteries? Why? Well, you need to find a doctor that can tell you why you have those things, because, like I said before, most doctors, they only treat symptoms. Oh, you have a symptom? Here's a pill, and we'll give you this pill, and then this pill will treat your symptom. Never mind, we don't want to find out why you're having all these things, because, after all, we don't want to lose you as a customer. So that's the way it goes for the most part. Now, you know, doctors can be good if you have, you know, you broke a bone or something like that. Yes, they could probably be good for that. Maybe if it's drastic that you need a surgery, yes, they can be good for that. But for the most part, we have to use prevention. And if you use prevention, you can prevent a lot of those things that are happening to you. Did you know, now I'm going to go over a few things now. Years ago, a friend of mine, and he's a chiropractor, but he gave me a book called Confessions of a Medical Heretic. And this book is by a doctor, Dr. Mendelsohn. Now, he was actually an MD. He's since passed away. But he, being a doctor himself and knowing what goes on behind the scenes, well, he decided he was going to expose the medical profession for what it was. And you need to read this book. You really need to read it. He also wrote a book about the things they do to women, like hysterectomies are one of the big operations that they like to do to women. And so he has a book also that he wrote about that. Now, he's a doctor, so he wrote this book exposing the medical industry, and this was in the 1970s that he did it. So anyway, he calls the doctors the devil's priests, he says. And I'm going to quote from his book here. I always laugh when someone from the American Medical Association or some other doctor's organization claims that doctors have no special powers over people. After I finish laughing, I always ask how many people can tell you to take off your clothes and you'll do it. Because doctors are really the priests of the Church of Modern Medicine. Most people don't deny them their extra influence over our lives. Now, there was one doctor that I went to one time, and he had these funny nurses in his office, and I used to go for these intravenous vitamin therapy, which does work. And so there was a Christian nurse there, and I liked her a lot. And then there was these two other nurses, and they were real jittery, a male nurse and a female nurse. And I didn't really want them giving me an IV. I didn't trust them. So I didn't know why exactly I didn't trust these two nurses, but they did get fired from this doctor's office, and we came to find out that they were on crack cocaine, and there they were working in a doctor's office giving people IVs. So you never know what your doctor was smoking the night before or drinking the night before or what he was doing. So you can't put 100% faith, hope, and trust in a doctor. They're just a human being, and you know, they call it practicing medicine. Well, yes, it's practicing for the most part. So you have to put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not saying that some doctors can't help you. Yes, there are some doctors that really can help you. And that's the kind of doctor you want, is a doctor that can help you. So anyway, I want to recommend that book, Confessions of a Medical Heretic, and Dr. Mendelsohn, and you can look up his information online. You can get the book from Amazon. You will really be blessed. Also, there is on YouTube, if you go to YouTube and put in Candida Candida. You'll pull up some videos. And there's also one here on Candida and fibromyalgia. And there's a long list of diseases that you can get from too much antibiotics. You can look up that information online. It's there. Also, did you know that some forms of arthritis are actually bacterial infections? That's why I was telling you about these the Great Plains Laboratory and Immunolabs, and then the Great Smokies Lab is another good lab. That they can do the proper test to try to find out what's going on, why you're having, you can't move your arm, you've got arthritis so bad. You know, maybe you don't need a knee replacement or a hip replacement because maybe you just have a bacterial infection. And if you do the research, now, when I got sick from taking antibiotics, I spent years researching and trying to find out what I could do to try to help myself get out of the mess that I put myself into. And these are some of the things that I found out for myself because one doctor I went to, oh yeah, he was immediately wanted to do surgery, and then without even doing one test or anything, he told me, "Ooh, you could have cancer." I could have a lot of things, but you don't know what I have because you haven't done any tests. So why do they always tell you, and I know this happens to a lot of friends of mine, that they go and they're already telling them they could have cancer when they don't even know if they have cancer. I don't think you should tell people that they could have cancer unless you know for sure that they have cancer. Why do they do that? I don't understand. I had one relative, she was already planning her funeral because she was in the hospital and they told her, well, you could have cancer. And she told her children and her husband and everybody to prepare for the worst. And after they didn't even do the tests for cancer. The test results weren't going to be in for like 3 days. But in the meantime, they were all preparing for her to die. And then they found out she didn't even have cancer. So I don't know why they do that. To me, it seems like that's some other form of manipulation that's totally unnecessary, is to tell people that they have diseases when they don't even know if they have the disease. That's weird to me. Weird. But also, vaccinations. Now, when I was going to school, we had, in order to go to school, I think we only had to have one vaccine. And you don't have to have your children vaccinated. You can be exempt from vaccinations. It's not required by law that your children cannot go to school if they don't have a vaccination. You can opt out of vaccinations. Now, I'm not telling you whether or not to vaccinate your child. That's up to you. But I can tell you that most vaccinations contain aborted babies. Now, I don't know if you knew that, but you can go to my website, propheticnews.com. You wonder why? There was also a study done by a man called Dan Olmsted, and you can look up his research that he did where he found through his research that there was never a case of autism in the Amish because their children aren't vaccinated. So there was no autism with these children. And now we have this big epidemic of autism because I don't know if they have to get 35 or 45 or 50 vaccines by the time they're five. And I had one that I can remember. And then I think when I was about 10, they brought in the polio vaccine for us at school. But we made out okay. And Anyway, if you go to my website, propheticnews.com, you can click on the links to the vaccines, and you'll see that most vaccines are made from aborted fetal cell lines. They don't tell you this. Why they don't tell you this, I don't know. It's a big secret. And I've mentioned it before. I called CNN, I called TBN, CBN, John Hagee, Rod Parsley, Daystar, Fox News. I was calling everybody about it. Nobody cared. Nobody wanted the story. If anybody wants to stand in front of one of these news organizations with a sign about vaccinations containing aborted babies, maybe then they would report it on the news, but they don't report it, and they don't want to report it. But you can see that chickenpox, for instance, the chickenpox vaccine, there is no alternative to chickenpox vaccine except to use a vaccine that contains an aborted baby. Cystic fibrosis vaccine, there's no alternative. If you pull up these links, you can see which vaccines allow you to have an alternative. The measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine has no alternative. That one's made from aborted babies. MMR and chickenpox, no alternative. Shingles vaccine, don't get a shingles vaccine. It has no alternative. It's made from aborted babies. Even some of the flu vaccines are. So that information is there. It's on my website if you want it. Also, most vaccines contain aluminum and mercury, which is not healthy. We know the dangers of mercury and aluminum. So, but I heard one study where someone was saying, well, if you kept your children home until they were seven, when their immune systems were developed, you wouldn't have to worry about them going to school and catching all these diseases. But most people don't keep their kids home until they're seven. I don't understand. It amazes me that people send a four-year-old out to school. I don't get it. I just don't get it. My mom and dad both work full time. My mother worked at night and my father worked during the day, and we always had a parent home to take care of us. We never had a babysitter. We never went to daycare. That's how it was. So, but I don't get sending a four-year-old out to school. But that was a study that was done, that if you kept your children home till age seven, they would, their immune systems would be developed, and you wouldn't have to worry about them catching something at school. Also, the dangers of biopsies. Now, also, Dr. Mendelsohn in his book does bring this up, that there seems to be now this big thing about, you know, they want to always do a biopsy if you have a nodule or something. And some nodules are perfectly normal, nothing to worry about. My mother has nodules in her thyroid, and if there's more than one, then if you go to the right doctor, they'll tell you that it's not dangerous. And she's been living for 13 years with her nodules and no problem. So when you get a biopsy, and if they cut into a cancerous tumor, or they cut into something and they open up the contents of the tumor into your body, then that releases all, if it releases everything into your bloodstream. So it's actually not healthy unless, I mean, it's absolutely 100% necessary. Also, you want to be careful of steroids. Now, do you notice that there's a big epidemic of kidney failure in this country and breathing problems? Do they have a new breathing disease now? People can't breathe. And that's one of the side effects of steroids, is kidney failure and liver failure. And you see all these places opening up now for doing dialysis. Like, why all of a sudden is there all this big epidemic of liver failure and kidney failure. Well, you know, it might be those steroids you're on, that prednisone, or those statin drugs you're on. Check out the side effects. Do you see these commercials they do on TV now for drugs? They have music playing in the background or somebody's dancing through the flowers, and they're telling you, well, you could die, and you could get this thing, and you could get that thing from this medication, but go ahead and take it. So what? Well, to me it's crazy. There is a alternative to open heart surgery, clogged arteries, of course, diet, number one, chelation therapy, and there's also a therapy called ECP, ECP for Peter, and these are two therapies that are alternatives to open heart surgery. There is also a cancer hospital in, it's a Christian, run by a Christian, Dr. Contreras, and it's called the Oasis of Hope Hospital, and it's in Mexico. And just because it's in Mexico doesn't mean I've been there. It's a good hospital. What hospital do you know of in this country where the food is 100% organic? They give you vitamin therapy, intravenous vitamin therapy. They have juices all day long, fresh organic juices that they make fresh every day. And this is how they treat you in this hospital. So I don't know of any hospitals in this country that do that. Now, I didn't have cancer, but I've been to that hospital, and it's a good hospital. Also, if you want some more information on candida and its effects after antibiotic therapy, you can. There was a doctor called Dr. Crook, C-R-O-O-K, and he wrote some books, and he still got some information up on the website. He's passed away too, but he did a lot of research into it, and his information really, really helped me when I was going through my little episode. But you know, I want to thank God that Jesus is our healer, and God has given us the mind of Christ, and he's given us the ability to find out information. You can find out anything you want to know from your computer, and I think you can save yourself a lot of heartache and a lot of misery. You can have a better life if you will take the time to take care of yourself and to be careful about what kind of drugs you're taking. Look up the side effects. I think if you knew some of the side effects from some of this stuff, you wouldn't be taking it. I think it was Hippocrates that said, "Let food be your medicine," and food can be a medicine. We have to eat. I have one relative that if you ever told them anything about nutrition, they're always at the doctor, but they would get so offended that you would say anything about nutrition. But I told them, I said, you know what, you won't watch what you eat, but yet you'll eat those pills that the doctor's given you. You'll eat that pill believing that it's going to help you, and yet you won't eat an apple or a banana or some oatmeal, or you eat something like that to try to help you. Now, that doesn't make any sense. But anyway, I hope this program has helped you today. There's a lot of information. I mean, there's so much more information out there. And I know myself, I created my health problem, and thank God I did pull through, but I did juice fasting. I disciplined myself. I said, you know what, I'm going to get myself better, and I'm not having this surgery and that surgery, and I'm not taking this drug and that drug. I'm going to try to get myself better and see what I can do to try to help myself. because I didn't want to hurt myself any more than I already had already hurt myself. So it's easy to get sick. It's harder to get well. Any of us that have been through any kind of a health situation, it's hard to get well. It's not easy, but I want to thank God for the people that prayed for me, and I won't ever let it happen again. Now, I have not been to the doctor in over 10 years. I hope I don't have to go. I do my own doctoring, and that's how I feel. Like I said, if you have to go and you have to take some kind of medication, then you know, if that's what you have to do, then that's fine. But I'm going to try to do it the natural way as long as I can, and with God's help. So I want to thank everybody for listening today, and I hope you were blessed. Remember that Jesus Christ is the only healer. He can heal you. He can set you free. Only Jesus. And if you don't know Jesus Christ today, I ask him to come into your life. Ask him to give you a new life. Ask him to save you and to forgive you of your sins, because he can and he will. He will give you a new life. He can heal your body. I've seen Jesus Christ heal people with cancer. I've seen him heal people with diabetes. I've seen him open up blind eyes, and I've seen God do miracles. Nobody can tell me that God does not heal today and God does not do miracles, because he does. God, Jesus is alive. He's as much alive as he was when he walked the earth over 2,000 years ago. So he hasn't changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he heals. And he is a great physician. He doesn't hurt people when he heals them. So he heals broken hearts. He heals mental illness. He is a healer. And he, most of all, he is a savior. He can save you today and give you a brand new life. And we said, Jesus, come into my life. I repent of my sins. Give me a new life, Lord Jesus. Give me a hunger for your word. I believe that you are God and that only you can save me. Only you are the true and living God. Hallelujah. I hope that you will pray that prayer today. And get yourself a good Bible. I prefer King James. Get yourself a good King James Bible. And read that Bible. And let that Word of God wash you and cleanse you and make you a new creature in Christ Jesus. You will be a new person, I guarantee you, because I know it's true. It happened to me. And God took my crazy, stupid, messed up life and made something beautiful out of it. So you can't tell me that it's not true. I mean, what do you have? If you don't have Jesus, what do you have, reincarnation, or you're going to die and you don't ever know that you're going to see, you might see your loved ones again, the others that have accepted Christ, because heaven is real. It's a real place. So Jesus Christ is real, and he can save you. So anyway, thanks again. Tune in next week for another edition of Prophetic News Radio Broadcast. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. Someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. City, and and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.